Good morning. I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress.
I've got it right here.
To order. It is September 22nd, 2017. The time is 10:18 a.m. We are on day 16 of our Zijo session. Congressman Maker, would you? Hold on.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Can Dr. Wakanda, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day. And we want to ask you to be with us here and be in our hearts and minds. Give us the wisdom and knowledge and courage that you've given the leaders of all the centuries past, and the chiefs. You brought us this far, Heavenly Father. Keep us, take us further on into the future. Have big things for our people. You put us here to make sure that we take care of them. So that's what we're going to do, Father. With your help, we'll do that. So be with our elders and the children, our service members, and just take care of all of our people, Heavenly Father. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw. Congressman Supernon.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
We have a quorum. Congressman Hamilton has notified the clerk that he had a prior engagement. Congressman Shaw has had a long-standing appointment that's been scheduled, and Assistant Chief Redhorn is something to do with the air park study. So, they are absent. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 21st. Made to approve the journal. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The journal for September 21st is approved. Reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee report, bill number ONCA 17-74. an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman and Edwards, one absent Hamilton. Next is bill number ONCA 17-100, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,216,000 to the Treasury for payment on the Master Campus Plan loan to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed. Two yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, one absent Hamilton. Next was bill number ONCA 17-108, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1,500,000 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is William Cuddy Supernoff. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, one absent Hamilton. Next was ONCR 17-48, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development and Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation's Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638 to address orphan wells. The sponsor is Angela Pratt. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman and Edwards, one absent Hamilton. Next was ONCR 17-49, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638 to digitize oil and gas records. The sponsor is Angela Pratt. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, one absent, Hamilton.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Give the committee report for Appropriations Committee. We are reporting out bill number ONCA 1799, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $61,453,024 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor of the bill. Congresswoman Buffalo Head's co-sponsor. The committee, the final action of the committee was due pass with the amendments voting yes for Whitehorn, Shaw, Edwards, Mason, Supernaw, and Walker. I'd also like to report resolution number ONCR 1743, a resolution to revise the fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. The final committee action is due pass with amendments, voting yes for Whitehorn, Edwards, Mason, Supernaw, Walker, one absent, Shaw. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee, good morning, Speaker, Congress, those in attendance, those listening. Anyway, Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONCA 1797, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $511,558 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Committee action is do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo Head, Maker, and Mason. Two absent, Hamilton and Norris. I would note that Congressman Norris was in attendance at the meeting. He stepped out because of the conflict with that bill. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1798, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $2,416,934 to establish an alternative effective date. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo, Head, Maker, Norris, and Mason. Congressman Hamilton was absent. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 17-101, an act to provide appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $1,458,407 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo Head, Maker, Norris, Mason. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 17-105, an act to authorize and appropriate $352,198 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor Maria Whitehorn. Committee action be passed with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo Head, Maker, Norris, and absent. Absent was Hamilton. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 17-107, an act to govern the conduct of Osage Nation elections, including elections for principal chief, assistant principal chief, Osage Nation Congress, elections for the retention of judges of the Osage judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalo Head, Maker, Norris, Mason, and absent Hamilton. Bear with me for just a minute. I don't have it. Committee also considered resolution number LNCR 1737, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Buffalohead, Maker, Norris, and Mason. One absent, Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Other standing committees, Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. I'm reporting on behalf of the Health and Social Services Committee. Committee heard ONCA 1794, which is an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to career in the health industry at an early age and to appropriate $22,020. Final committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes are Edwards, Whitehorn, Walker, Dr. Shaw was the claimant. Sorry. Yes votes were Shaw, Edwards, Pratt, Walker, and Whitehorn. This is a continuation of a summer program for Osage students in the health.
Thank you. Congressman.
Yes, Speaker, when I was reporting out for the Appropriation Committee under reports of Select Committee, I failed to point out some information in the committee reports that I'd just like to direct the members to, especially on bill number ONCA 1799. There's some committee language, committee intent that I'd like for you to review at your own leisure if I missed that. So I just wanted to point that out to the Congress.
Okay, thank you. Please continue.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I thought you were
ONCR 1738 is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to the jurisdiction of Bank of Oklahoma Financial for treasury services to the Wajaji Health Clinic, sponsored by Ron Shaw. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Shaw, Edwards, Pratt, Walker, and Whitehorn. This is a, exactly what it says, a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. We have our legal counsel and we have our representation from the Attorney General that the language that was submitted to us is satisfactory. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you. That's the end of the standing committee reports. Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to read in OCA 17118, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. ONCA 17118 is assigned to appropriations. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 17102, an act to authorize and appropriate $597,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I have two, Speaker. The first one is page 1, line 25, strike retained revenue and insert general.
Second.
My next amendment is page 1, line 17, strike purchases and insert expenditures.
Second.
Thank you.
I've already given the card for it.
Yes, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 73, insert 100 West Main Building remediation and office renovation, $500,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
Thank you. Can we get that corrected, please? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 17102 on general order day three, today's agenda.
Second.
The motion is to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place 17102
yes.
on general order day three on today's agenda. There's no discussion. Mm. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
I don't think I heard everyone, so roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Don't look at anyone. No, I'm kidding. Congressman Supernall.
That's a pregnant pause, they call it. yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay, the motion passes and is now on general order day three. So give me 1 second, please.
That's not
bad. Okay. that the end of the amendments for, I guess that's already been moved, ONCA 17-104, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $93,500 for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, 17-104 will advance to third reading after engrossment. We're now on, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to take a 15-minute recess so the clerks can copy the amendments and...
Second.
Thank you. Motion's made and seconded. Recess for 15 minutes. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We're in recess for 15 minutes.